With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Pentagon is sending 3,000 more active-duty troops to the Mexico border as President Trump seeks to clamp down on illegal immigration. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has ordered elements of a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion for the mission. The focus will arrive at the nearly 2,000-mile border along the border in the next coming weeks. A week-long diplomatic effort to help end Russia's war in Ukraine came crashing down on the Oval Office Friday. White House correspondent Greg Clustin explains.
After White House visits by two key European allies, President Trump said he looked forward to Friday's meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky.
We're going to get along really well, okay? We have a lot of respect. I have a lot of respect for him.
But tensions ran high during that Oval Office meeting.
Can I ask,
wait a minute.
Sir?
No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
The diplomatic breakdown leaves many unanswered questions about how to end Russia's war in Ukraine and the global repercussions. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Wall Street greets the month of March following a volatile February that saw the major averages lose ground for the month.
The February losses came despite Friday's powerful rally that saw the Dow, the Nasdaq, and the S&P advance more than 1% each. For the month, though, the Nasdaq was the biggest loser, dropping almost 4%. The S&P shed close to 1.5%, and the Dow fell 1.6% for the month. The benchmarks held on to Friday's gains despite the Oval Office blow-up between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. The rally briefly stalled but then resumed to the closing bell. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hamas has accused Israel of trying to derail the fragile ceasefire in the Gaza Strip by embracing a new proposal to extend it. More news online at srnnews.com. Don't doubt yourself. Your pastor is concerned about religious freedom abroad. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's governing body for high school sports has changed its policy that allowed boys to compete against girls in athletics to follow President Trump's executive order. The Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association has removed a policy that deferred to school principals to determine an athlete's gender. Legal challenges are expected on both sides of this unique issue. You'll find more news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Well, there's been another emergency landing, and Jason Walker has more on this.
This time, a FedEx cargo plane touching down Saturday morning in New Jersey after a bird strike caused an engine fire. Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the plane did land safely at Newark Liberty International Airport. No injuries reported, well, except for the bird. An official says the emergency landing caused air traffic to be briefly halted as a precaution and operations quickly resumed. Jason Walker reporting.
Speaking of landings, a private lunar lander has touched down on the moon, delivering a drill and other experiments for NASA. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander descended from lunar orbit earlier today, aiming for an impact basin on the moon's near side. Named for a rare species of fireflies, Blue Ghost blasted off from Florida in January. Two other companies' landers are hot on its heels, with another landing later this week. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.